One of the challenges you are all dealing with, and dealing very well, if we do say so, is you are dealing with establishing what is good and profitable, and profitable not simply in the earning money way, but profitable in the creative way. And at the same time, you are dealing with all of the offshoots of the pandemic and all of the offshoots of a kind of insanity that many people have bought into and are still talking about and are still pressing. And so it is quite a lot to deal with, who you are and how you feel and what you are going to be creating in this day. And there are really good things happening on one side, really bad things happening on another. And it reminds us that the only safe place to be in this time is the middle road, because the middle road can see both sides, understand that it all exists, be happy about part of it, perhaps not happy about another, but to be focused here in the middle, because what you are building on the middle road is going to determine what your life, and for many of you, what your careers are going to look like in the not too distant future. So this ability to stay here and to stay with yourself and to say, I freely acknowledge that there are many things I cannot do anything about, and I do not need to engage a great deal of energy trying. I need to engage my energy in my own life and in my own values. This has been especially challenging now, because with all of this going on, sometimes we do not feel that who we are and what we value is particularly important. And from a spiritual level, let us tell you that who you are and what you value has never been more important, because that is what you are going to carry with you forward into this next portion of the earth path that you are walking. And the earth itself, as it is changing and becoming hopefully brighter, carrying more light in its essence. So we want you to be patient with yourself, but we do not want you to forget the truly important things about yourself. And one of those things, of course, is what you love. Whatever you love in the times that we are in, to the best of your ability, invest your energy in what you love, whether that is in a thought, whether that is in an action, whether that is talking with others who value and love what you love as well. We want there to be a great deal of energy in that part of your life. Once again, because that is what you want to carry forward with you. We understand that there are going to be a wide range of emotions and experiences. How could there not be? But when you have time to focus, make sure that a day does not go by that you do not think about what you love. You do not move toward that in some way, even if it is a small way, because that goes directly to the heart of who you are. And when there is energy going to the heart of who you are, two important things happen. The first is that you remember. You remember who you are. You remember and respect how you are built, what it is that makes you alive, what it is that makes you who you are. So we want to be sure that we do not let that slide away. It is far too valuable to let slide away. Now, in conjunction with that, we would like to mention that we also want you to think about what you value. Now, that is an interesting study because it does not mean what you value should not be compared to anything else or anyone else. You want to speak to your heart and say to your heart, what do you value? What is important to you? And whatever the answer is to that, do not try to change it and do not judge it. Simply allow it to ring in your heart. When you combine that with putting emphasis on what you love, and what you value, it makes up your spiritual identity. And that identity then is what you use to change the world around you. So we will remind you again, what you value, what you love, cannot be compared to anyone else's path, to what anyone else thinks about it, even to what you might have an opinion about. Do not bother with that. It is so interesting when we look at all of you and we see children, we watch children, and they sit down to eat. And if there is a food they do not like, they do not eat it. And it is as though early on they are learning to say, I know what I like, I know what I value, and what I do not. And we become very annoyed with them, of course, particularly if we are paying for the meal. But there is a certain beauty in that, that we want to make sure that we retain. You want to honor not only what you like, but you want to honor what you do not like. And you do not want to compare it, but you do not want to surrender it. And you do not want to keep saying to yourself, I should like that. If I were a better person, I would like that. No. Now is the time to be authentic. And when you're drawn to something, you acknowledge that and encourage it. When you are drawn away from something, acknowledge that as well. We are not all intended to hold every virtue, every fine thing, every bad thing. That's not how we are. We are a mixed bag in the human condition. But we do at least want to be clear about what is true for us. It does not mean that you might not grow and that you perhaps something would change, but not in criticism. Not in criticism. There must be that moment when we do not like how we feel, but we know how we feel. Perhaps we do not like our response to something, but we know what it is. And we do not reject ourselves for that, the fact that it has come up. So in moving into this new time, remember how very important it is that you are authentic with yourself. So no games, no judgments, all of that must be cleared away. And you must be becoming who you truly are. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching. As in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply, easily, and know that your breath blesses your body. Thank you. Feel the rose of love all around you and know that it is making a protected place for you, not only to meditate, but to feel and to know and to respect who you truly are. So as you breathe in the love, exhale the fear. Open your crown and feel the golden light of the universe becoming fluid and bright and golden and coming into your crown to make your crown wide open and ready to receive the greatest gifts. Feel that energy flow into your third eye and cleanse your third eye of any doubt, any fear you might have about your own power to discern, to know. Feel the golden light flow into your throat. And let the golden light displace any communication that might disrespect you in any way. Move it all out of that center so that there is room for you to know and love and speak to you from a place of respect for your identity and your purpose and your right to be here on the earth. Feel the flow of golden light into your heart and let it nourish the beautiful garden that you have built in your heart. See how everything is illuminated and begins to grow. Feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus and let that light begin to displace any emotions that you do not need to hold. They have been felt and now they can be released. Let the golden light flow into your second center. And let it begin to cleanse any judgment or shame that might have caught in that center. And allow yourself to know the beauty of the cleansing waterfall that flows in the second chakra, that washes away anything you no longer wish to hold in your body. Feel the flow of golden light through your body and into the root. And feel the golden light begin to prepare the root for creating the life that you are going to be moving into. Let anything that is blocking or old or tainted with any old belief, feel that move out of that center. so that the light that flows through you unites all of the chakra centers. And places you in the middle road. Move your attention into your heart center and look around you at the beauty you are holding, the beauty you are creating. Find the place where water flows and drink the water to refresh your spirit. Feel how safe you are here and how you can always come here to rest. Now look around you and see that a light illuminates a path that is moving upward. Feel how easy it is to move to that path, and how the path allows you to move without effort. And come to a place where the energy of creation is full and available to you, and open to the energy of creation. Let it fill you and inform you. Let it become a light for you. And when you carry this with you, know that in your life, you will draw to yourself creation that matches who you are, how you are, what you love, what you value. Move upward on the path, still without effort, still knowing that the path that you are walking loves you. And come to a place of colors and see them in a large pot, all of them individual, turning in that pot. And reach into that pot and pull out a color. And remember, now continue to move upward and come to the place of the gift. and see that there is an altar. And your gift is on the altar. Rest your mind. Know the gift. Now turn and come back down the path. And take in the beautiful energy that restores you and supports you. Come to the center of your heart. And breathe into the center to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.